Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Here's the intro. Like a man, on the other hand, he has a condition known as gigantomastia, which I'll get into. But first we're discussing Officer Jeffrey Redd, who while doing his duty and trying to clear a homeless man out of the library, which was open that day, was shot and later died about 15 days later when confronted by Torrance Jackson Jr., a criminal from Indianapolis who was 28 years old. Now, this Torrance Jackson person had a long criminal record but barely served any time for arson, threatening a police officer, making false claims. He spent very little time in jail for serious crimes, which makes people question about the sentencing down there in Tennessee. For 15 days, the community rallied around Officer Jeffrey Redd for his survival. He had been the director of security at his church and was very attentive to his church. He would drive through there at night and check the building and also escort women to their cars after Bible study. Torrance Jackson, during the confrontation, was killed by Redd's partner. His criminal record indicated he had spent a lot of time in prison, as I said. In my opinion, he never rehabilitated because he instantly went back to the streets every time and committed more crimes. This was a black-on-black crime, and one of my co-hosts is wondering why the incident didn't get more attention. He just died a few days ago. With that, I'm going to pull in two hosts, and Don should be on his way soon. Hi, Pianke. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Thanks for calling in, and I did get a chance to read some of your links this week. There's no school this week. We have winter break. We also have a blizzard coming tonight. Luckily, it
winter
hasn't
break.
Knocked out.
I thought that went on over Christmas.
Well, a lot of times, the Duluth schools are different than the one across the bridge, Superior, Wisconsin. We get a Christmas break, which is 9 or 10 days. Then we get a winter break. And then we also get like 3 or 4 days off at Easter. So I don't think it's necessary, but the school district up here does. I'm not sure why.
Well, when kids can't read and do math, I don't know why they take off so much. But that's what the people want.
Plus, we're only allowed a certain number of snow days, but we would have had one tomorrow anyway had school been open. But all I'm trying to say is I have more time than I usually do. Here's John. Thanks for being prompt, John.
Yes. Greetings, Jane Hoffman, Hoffwoman.
Yes. Half the show tonight is kind of tabloid headlines. But we'll get into the Jeffrey Redd story. I wanted to do a little more research tonight, but Don called just 5 minutes ago, and he took out some of my time. Well, he called 15
That's
minutes ago, actually. So
it's okay.
Pianke, with the murder of Jeffrey Redd, which seems like it could have been preventable, supposedly this homeless man was armed at the library while it was open. It's too bad they couldn't have removed him from the premises without shots being fired. And now someone who had just gotten married in the church and was the director of security at his church is now dead. What's your take on this incident?
Well, that's one of a great many that you don't hear about going on. You got people with deranged minds.
Your point is that if it's not a white officer killing a black man, then it's basically buried in the news. It's just another topic, right?
Yeah, that's true. And that's the systemic racism that lies within news services. But as I said before,
right,
it's the people that shoot, the people that use guns inappropriately, not the guns. And more people should be armed and learn how to implement gun safety and gun usage, and they need to arm themselves.
In this country, I think it is necessary.
Well, it's true, too. You should have 3 guns. You should have one on your hip, you a female, one in your bra, and then you should have about a 6-inch hat pin in your hair. Because there's a case just recently where...
I have very thin hair. It would never work. I have Scandinavian hair. My ponytail's like 1/8 of an inch wide. So I don't
think
it would...
Well, you need to have something for up close, because it's just a case. Yeah, we've seen it, where this lady was at the gym. This guy came in, this black man came in, this white woman, and started assaulting her. She let him in thinking that he was coming to do workout. The next thing you know, he's on top of her. Well, she couldn't have a gun on her hip in the gym, and she probably couldn't have had a derringer in her bra, but she had a hairpin in her hair. She could have stabbed him in the neck.
Yeah, I work in a 4-floor facility for people on chemically dependent, who some of them just got out of jail. And I wore a dress the other night, and I was thinking that was a bad idea, because the only thing I have on me is a walkie-talkie. And if somebody wanted to do something to me, it would take at least 2 or 3 minutes for the other person to get up to the 34th floor. So I was thinking about that the other day. But we also have Don in the house. Don's on the air now. John, what's your opinion on little-known stories in the news that we never hear about regarding other races committing crimes that aren't popular?
Well, in regards to this one, you didn't hear about it probably because an officer was shot and killed first. Or in other words, if he had responded to this person and shot and killed him, then it would have been another police brutality.
Well, his partner killed the homeless guy, but the one that died, it took him 15 days to die.
Right, well, but the point I'm making is an officer was shot first and killed, and that created, you know, a reasonable, and there's basically is very defendable. If he had encountered this guy and shot and killed him, even after, say, struggling or fighting with him, it would have been an issue of having the, you know, attorneys and lawyers for the family and talking about how they need to reform the police department. And that's how come cops are jumpy, because you don't know. Like, he encountered someone that had a criminal record. You don't know that. There's no way when you meet someone to know, is this a criminal or not a criminal? And the fact that they put him down or killed this person, it solved the problem, because instead we'd have to take care of, feed, a house, and shelter, you know, this person, and go tie up the legal system going on. And he wasn't a rehabable kind of person unless he would have a spiritual, a turnaround. So yeah, it's a bad thing, you know. It's who wants to be a cop nowadays? Crazy.
Yeah. Also, even the Tennessee, after the homeless guy was killed, Torrance Jackson Jr., even the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations were unaware of the length of the guy's crime history in Indiana, where he came from. They were unfamiliar with it. It was the news journalist who did the research when questioning it's called the TBI, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. So they were even unaware of the guy's lengthy criminal record. Now, it was kind of anticlimactic since they killed the criminal right off the bat. Then nobody could really fight for anything, but this guy was, I doubt he even had a serious family members, because he had a life of crime.
Well, yeah, he is called. I'm sorry, John, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we're going to have to figure out in our society, are we going to care about the people that obey the law, that are part of society, that pay their taxes, that work hard? Or are we going to be concerned about people who mess up, who break the law, who are arrogant, who defy the law, and are their rights above everyone else? And I think that's the main issue that bothers me about this stuff. You have people that totally behave and follow the law, and we're terrorized by these other people. And you see it all the time. You go out in public, and there's these people that mumble. There's these people, you know, they're stealing at the store. You see it happen, and no one does a thing. And at that point,
well,
they don't care about society.
Well, you saw it every day when you worked at the 99-cent store.
Every day,
crime.
At Ralph's, there was a guy, and he said he was taking stuff and walking out, and the manager was going after him. And his reasoning, he said, every shelf has prices, and this one shelf over here doesn't have any prices. It's free for me because you didn't put any prices on it. And he really – that was his mindset. How do you rehabilitate that? So, again, if we're going to survive, we're going to have to say, you know, enough with these people that don't care about us. Like, they don't care about society. So we're not going to turn the cheek anymore on this stuff. We're going to, you know, respond and let the police right now they have in, I think, L.A., they have this whole unit they're going to come out with, it's just going to be counselors to try to talk to people and reconcile things. And maybe that's a good thing. But, you know, after a couple of those people get killed.
You mean because they have mental health problems?
Right. They don't want the police to come out there and escalate. So they're going to have people that are trained to counsel them. And, hey, maybe that'll work. But I can just see what happens when someone gets violent. Because that's how these, you know, a lot of these people on the street are. They're crazy. I mean, you see it, right? When you see them walking, you go to the other side of the street. You don't try to negotiate with them. They're talking to people that aren't even there.
Yeah,
exactly. If you turn a corner and you look down the street and midway in the block, you see a whole bunch of people gathered. You turn around. The best thing is to turn around and go the other way. Don't even fool with those people. Don't even chance it.
The thing that I was upset about in this case is, I'll just read this segment. The news station found records that Jackson had been arrested 39 times by police in Indianapolis. He had low-level crimes, including disorderly conduct, receiving stolen property, and criminal trespassing. Between 2015 and 2017, he had at least 8 charges. But also he had driving offenses, resisting police, and then his criminal activity became more aggressive with many charges of theft and dealing drugs. But then in May of 2020, he was arrested on 3 counts of arson and intimidation and resisting law enforcement, but he served less than a year in jail and was quickly released and returned to his criminal ways. So in this case, the criminal sentencing standards, when you have that many multiple crimes, 39 arrests, you should at least be spending 3 to 5 years in prison.
And beyond that, there's no idea of compensation, of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Like, if you burn down someone's house, I think you should work and compensate or partially compensate or whatever you can come up with. Devote your life to paying back what you've done. It's just only fair. And instead, there's not. There's this thing of entitlement. Guys go into prison and some work, but a lot of them don't. A lot of them are just, they're just trying to figure out how to learn more skills to criminalize when they get out. Guys go in for some simple offense, and they come out knowing how to steal cars, how to hack people's records. It's like a school for crime when they get in there, if they have a criminal mind. And most
the family should have to pay.
Because you don't just, usually, if you do a crime, you don't just go to prison. That's not how it works. You get an attorney, the prosecution will say, oh, he's got, you know, we got on 5 charges, 5 counts or whatever. And then they'll go, you know, we don't want a big trial, or process. So if you cop guilty to 2 of them or 3 out of 5, you know, we'll reduce the sentence. The point is, anyone who goes to that dance, or sometimes they'll just say, you know, we're going to drop, we'll put you on parole, and if you do this offense again, you know, then you're in big trouble. So most of these people, if you've gone to jail more than twice, you know the system. You know the routine. You've had the lawyer. You've been picked up. You know, they've taken all your stuff. They do the mugshot. You know what you're in for. This isn't like, oh, he's a poor, innocent guy. It's like, you know, it's like that kid that just wants to steal the cookies, and they're not going to stop unless you cut off their hand or something.
Because I think one reason is once they've been deep in that lifestyle, they think living the straight man life is not going to work for them.
They want to be a gangster.
Now, this, like I said before, I just want to repeat my last comment, and Don, you are on the air too. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation said Friday of last week it had not reviewed Jackson's criminal history. Well, now he's dead, and just for him to have nerve to shoot at anybody in a library that was open proves that he had very little common sense. So we don't have much more to talk about regarding that. Don, do you have any comments? You're on the air. Guess not. Okay, now we're going
to... No, I'm making my ice cream, so I'll get back to you in about 5 minutes.
Okay. Don said he had 3 Zoom meetings today with different organizations, so I'll cut him a little slack. So now we're going into our next topic, and I'm sorry that I don't have more topics, but we can... I have a few things I want to discuss after this one. So
I also went to the legislature today. So that's another that I was for.
Okay. I knew you did more than one thing. So Pianke sent this and John commented on the teacher whose name is like Kayla Lemieux. It's a French-sounding name. It's L-E-M-I-E-U-X. This teacher, now I read on Twitter, he was dressing foolishly for this Ontario Canadian school, because I read on Twitter that he disagreed with allowing, liberal ideas regarding dress code. But then I watched a clip on Fox News that parents did not want this teacher teaching their kids. He said the school teachers should have the same dress code standards as the kids. Like in a lot of schools, there's dress standards, like you can't wear spaghetti straps. Your breasts can't be showing at all. Now, at my school, which is 8th grade, a lot of girls wear midriffs and show off their bellies. But that's more like a Kardashian trend. But apparently now this teacher, Kayla Lemieux, did respond to the New York Post, and he said his breasts are real, and he has a condition known as gigantomastia, a medical condition characterized by excessive breast growth. It is a form of hypertrophy, which means an abnormal increase in the size of organ tissue due to enlargement of individual cells. Allegations that the artificial breasts were a PR gimmick and just for show were openly refuted by Lemieux. According to the interview, however, the teacher also agrees that gigantomastia was not a typical disease. It's rare, there's no doubt about it. It affects women on a very rare basis. But in my case, I believe, and my doctor thinks I have XX chromosomes as well. That has something to do with it, and hormone sensitivity. Now, that's the only part of the article that I screenshotted. Also, people have seen this character in his neighborhood dressing like a man, and two people reported they saw him at Petco in another store dressed completely like a man without the breasts. So it's a mixed-up story, and it's hard to know who to believe. Someone who dresses and wears a blonde wig is completely ridiculous to me in that sense. And what do you guys think about this topic?
If something's wrong with this person's mind, they're the ones that shouldn't be allowed to have weapons.
Well, I think it's crazy acting. And if he thinks that students, I mean, this is rude, but if he thinks students really want to look at somebody like that, it's disgusting.
Well, yes, it is disgusting. I don't know what understand what joy that they get out of that. It's just going
because
to show you the perverted mind.
Well, some of this is he is making a statement and showing how ridiculous the whole system is because he identified as a woman. That's his only out. Suddenly they have to back up the truck, hold the cameras, So, you know, wait a minute. It's like we got to accommodate this person. And the fact is that they couldn't do anything. They couldn't fire him. You think about it, it's like if he had said a sexist restatement or something like that, he would have been fired. Imagine if a male put a big cucumber in his pants or big, you know, oversized penis or something and went to the school to teach. People would be, there'd be an outrage, but because it's a woman gig, and he recently, I mean, you know he's got to be trolling because he jumped out of an airplane parachuting with a conservative, if there's such a thing, porn star. I guess in Canada there's this porn star who's famous, it's right wing. He jumped out of a plane with it.
Who did?
This guy, Lemumu.
Oh my
name,
God.
Yes, I mean, he's making it a circus, but what, it's not him that's the problem. I mean, it half is, but the problem is the school. They can't do a thing. They talked to the lawyers, and they came up with a new policy, but they can't really make it stick because if they apply it to him, he can claim discrimination and sue them in court, and everyone's got to back it up. And, you know, so to that degree, it's sick, but it's genius. You know, it's insanely genius. It's crazy. Those poor kids. Can you imagine if you're in that I think it's a wood shop class. You know, all those boys got wood. If you see it, he doesn't even look realistic at any level. I mean, we're talking, you know, those the prosthetic boobs, they're like about 2 or 3 feet long. I mean, they're humongous.
Yeah, they go down to his belly button.
Oh, yeah, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I've seen in life a couple of women like that, but, you know, they're usually severely obese or have some kind of gland problem, and you can see there's health issues. This guy's walking around like a dude. The rest of him, you know, he's a dude. And he goes to public places, and he changes. And people are, you know, noticing it. So we'll see how long he keeps this one up. But it just shows how sick the wokeness is, you know, how ridiculous it is. It's crazy.
And he's also, he's kind of a liar because the reports on Twitter, one guy wrote, the Canadian shop teacher might be the Dark Knight, not the hero we need. But the, well, I don't know what he said, but the one we deserve, maybe he thought maybe, he said that because of all the permissiveness. But another Canadian trans teacher said that he doesn't believe the prosthetic breasts are real because he was spotted dressing as a man with no breasts a few days earlier. Now, what do you guys think this means? The Canadian shop teacher might be the Dark Knight, not the hero we need, but the one we deserve. Do you think he's saying that, this commentator, because he thinks our society has become so ridiculous?
Oh, yeah. And there's one way to find out. He could just, you know, he could just display him. I'm sure that I was thinking there must be a way where they could medically have him checked out or get a report from a real doctor, you know, just because he says he's got this condition, and it's affecting the job. But they're rewriting the school policy. I guess they didn't have any policy to cover this teacher, to cover him up. It's
no pun intended.
I mean, there's so many boob jokes. You know, we could. We could bounce the subject along, but
going to school to teach like that.
Well, could you imagine the publicity, though? He could come up with anything. He could get some kind of movie deal, some kind of publicity thing, a clothing line.
Who'd want to watch that, even if it was a documentary?
Well, look at RuPaul. He's got his own drag queen, you know, thing. He's been doing it for years. He's on the box of Cheetos.
I don't know much about RuPaul, and I never watched Orange is the New Black with Laverne Cox.
Well, Paul has a drag queen show that's been going on for years, and he's, like I say, he's now on Quaker Oats. They put him on one of their he's on a couple different boxes now, and one of them I think is
you showed me, you sent one to us a week or two ago.
Yeah.
No.
You know, and I mean, you can't touch them.
I do have one more topic that I just remembered. I don't want anybody to throw up, or at least in the beginning. Joe Biden received a lot of praise and favoritism while he spoke in Poland this week. Did anybody see that? I watched part of the speech. He did stumble over his words a few times.
He did more than stumble. A couple things. He actually was walking up the stairs to his plane, to Air Force One, and fell again, and then got up. And then Snopes did a thing and said, oh, it's a fault because the White House denies it and there was somebody else. But if you watch the video, you just look at it. It's Air Force One. It's shot from a distance, but you see it's Biden. He's walking up there, and he gets up to about two-thirds up, and then he falls, and then he gets up again. And it's the fact that they're denying it, and there's video there. It's very obvious. But what's even worse about it is he's over there giving billions to Ukraine, and meanwhile in East Palestine, in the United States, we still have a city there, a community. I think 5,000 people have been evacuated. And he's not doing anything. He hasn't been there. Trump went over there yesterday or so with 13 pallets of water, you know, bottled water, and had several trucks bring it in and deliver it for the people. So he's kind of on a mission to make, you know, Biden look pretty flaky. But we're not dealing with our own, you know, problems. Pete Buttigieg, he's not doing anything about it. He said, oh, we got other problems that he's dealing with. He hasn't been there. Looking at it, he's in charge of transportation. It's just a joke. It's ridiculous.
Well, then I heard on the other hand that Vladimir Putin has Parkinson's and he shook uncontrollably at a meeting this week.
They've been saying he's dying, but he doesn't.
Well, I
seem
haven't
to,
heard
to
that
die.
He's dying. I just heard that he's not in good shape.
It's possible, but it doesn't stop his agenda, you know, unless someone in his, because all of his people are KGB and they're very loyal to him. So he went through the ranks, and you'd have to have a whole betrayal of him, you know, a whole conspiracy type of thing. I don't think that's going to happen with him. I think they're very, you know, they've signed over their soul to him, so you really can't make any moves because someone will get you. You know, you'll fall out of a building. You'll drink something and not wake up. And we've seen that with anyone that opposes him. You know, they fall out of buildings, fifth floor, eighth floor, without a parachute.
Who fell out of a building?
Oh, there were several people. There was a gal that was criticizing Putin about a month ago. she had all her information. I guess it was at her desk. She goes out and I guess slipped out of the fell out of the window or the balcony, you know. And I haven't researched all of these, but there's been several like that. You know, like if you bad things happen to you if you oppose Vladimir Putin. It's not a good thing to do.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that there. So I haven't heard anything from you lately. Oh, I was going to mention, though, like I said at the beginning about that teacher with giant breasts, that the school board and the parents are fighting back and demanding action, so they aren't being idle. I just wanted to mention that. Bianca, did you have anything to say?
No, I have anything else to say about that. It's disgusting.
Thank you.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
other things in the news, I just, the only other thing that I heard is that Amtrak crash or whatever, railroad crash in Indiana, about 20 miles away in Kentucky, dead birds were falling out of the sky for that chemical release of that train derailment. And a guy posted an individual thing on TikTok about it, and it got some leverage.
That was in Ohio.
I forgot it was a southern Midwestern city.
Norfolk Southern.
And what city in Ohio was it again?
East Palestine.
Yeah, well, a guy said like 20 to 50 miles away there were dead birds falling out of the sky and landing in parking lots a few days later.
There are going to be dead people falling out of the sky. That was a huge chemical spill at a high temperature, so those chemicals went everywhere.
Well, maybe they'll just, the people will be dropping dead on the ground, not from the sky.
Well, yeah, because they don't fly.
Okay, well, right now it's 11:06 p.m., and I don't have any other topics except for one. So this one is going to open up, it's going to open up Pandora's box and possibly piss people off.
Well, you know,
why do you keep saying that, this show? Nobody's going to get pissed off.
One thing that you should make mention is that this Biden administration is allowing Ukrainians to come to this country and receive SSI, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, haven't paid a dime into it. Well, you got American citizens, some even being veterans of wars, sleeping on the streets. It's just ridiculous.
Right.
I didn't know that Ukrainian refugees were getting those kind of benefits.
Of course, everybody gets those kind of benefits when they come to America. Even the, you know.
So did the whole Armenian neighborhood where I lived in Hollywood. They all got refugee displacement salaries of some sort in the late 80s.
Well, they get all those benefits, the SNAP benefits, the TNAF, and all the benefits. They shouldn't be receiving those.
Yeah, when
Americans.
I lived in Hollywood in the late 80s, there was an Armenian family right in my complex, and they were about to get cut off, and they came to my apartment and asked me what they should do. And I know that her husband was an over-the-road truck driver, but they were panicking because their income was going to be cut in half. But regarding that, I was going to say something else. Oh, there's a famous, kind of famous girl up here named Yana Stockman, and she's Ukrainian and married to an American lawyer, and she went and got her parents who escaped Ukraine. She took them out through Poland, and they now live here. So I don't know what kind of financial benefits they're getting. It's kind of personal to ask somebody that. But I'm sure they're getting something.
Well, yeah, they get those perks.
Right, and I could ask her, but maybe it would be too pushy because I haven't seen her in a few years. And she used to be in my Toastmasters group, which is an international speaking organization. Now, here's the thing I want to propose, which could open up Pandora's box. I was thinking about what Don said a few weeks ago, and he almost comments on every single show that someday the black African kings and queens will rule the earth. Well, I was thinking about this in a non-racial tone, like in a biblical tone. And in the Bible, there's been some recent Christian artists talking on YouTube and Christian radio. If the only way that you can get glory and permanent glory is by humbling yourself and serving others. Doesn't matter what your race is. So, now, I don't want anybody to refute this, but they probably will. Somewhere along the lines of Jimmy Carter, who put himself in public service after his presidency for a number of years with Habitat for Humanity and doing good for others. And really the only lasting glory on earth and in heaven, if you believe in it, is by humbling yourself and doing good for others. Because someone like Rihanna, who is worth well over $1 billion now, and at the end, I watched her Super Bowl performance 3 or 4 times. She did do the triangle Illuminati sign right at the end. You can get all the glory and success on earth, but whether you're a superstar athlete or a singer or anything, it doesn't, like a good businessman, all the glory on earth is temporary. No, everyone has a finite life on earth. We're all going to die. But the only permanent glory, like a prophetic type of glory, of a prophecy yet to come, where somebody who is humble, like Don says, might be ruling the earth and have their chance, it still all has to come through humility. Because any type of, I would say, divine glory or the right to, like you think about all the popes who ruled and they said they were of divine origin. Some were, some weren't. Even the royal family who takes the divine oath of in their monarchy, there really isn't any authentic serving souls on earth unless there's people we don't hear about, because most of those people remain humble. And you don't hear about them because they're doing the actual service work. They're not trying to seek their own glory. So I was going to ask for anybody to refute my theory that you can't really get permanent glory on earth unless it's through an illegitimate way of deceiving others. And
well,
who
you
agrees
just answered
with
your
me
own,
and who does?
You answered, you answered your own question when you said you can't get permanent glory. Well, let me read you and illegals real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You got, first thing, you got refugee medical assistance for 8 months. Upon reception at the airport or pre-arrival, they get initial housing, $1,850 for refugee, food, clothing, referral services, and social programs, and benefit eligibility up to 3 months. They got TAF, which is temporary assistance for needy family, up to 5 years. Medicaid, up to 7 years. More again, social services for up to 5 years. SSI, which is Supplement Security Income, up to 9 years. Food stamps, state children health insurance plans, social services for 5 years. K-12 education, emergency. You know, this is what they give to illegals and aliens, which should be made for Americans.
I don't believe in handing out money to every single person who crosses the border, because all those people from Afghanistan got it too when the war ended a few years ago.
They shouldn't have got it either.
It just seems like endless money. Like, where is it coming from? California is very overburdened.
You're absolutely right. The United States is already overburdened, too. The eggshells just haven't cracked completely.
Yeah, the older I get, the more confused I get. That would take a lot of research on my part to figure out how we can even afford a $750 billion defense budget and give out all those services to other people.
Well, I can tell you how to do that. They're providing the military defense for other nations while they don't have to spend it, which allows them to make headways and gains on American technology and American economy, which further puts Americans in the eight ball, behind the eight ball. It doesn't make any sense. It needs to stop. You already give these countries money. You give them aid to alleviate the problem that they claim they're escaping from. He led them into the United States, Afghanistanis, Bosnians, Serbians, Ukrainians. My goodness.
And then we wonder how, even when Bush went to war against Iraq, that wasn't even really affordable.
Then you got black kids that can't read. You hooping and hollering, complaining about black history. Your kids can't read. As I said before, how you going to teach them in Braille? They can't read.
Most of the,
can't do math.
Every person of color can read in my
school.
That's what
Ebonics, yeah, teach them in Braille. That's a good idea. That's what Ebonics is all about. Black people don't want to learn.
It's nothing wrong. It's nothing wrong with English. It wasn't nothing wrong with Ebonics. That's the language that the child speak when he or she comes from home. But at some point in time, they have to learn how to communicate with the language of the nation, that is American English.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Why are you bringing up that black kids can't read? Most black kids can read.
No, because they can't. Look at the data. Really, no. Look at the data. When you have these high schools, Baltimore, 23 high schools, none tested proficient in reading and math. Philadelphia, the same.
I know.
And you
a
don't have to believe me.
Black homecoming queen in Minnesota who got a full ride to a black university in
Houston.
Well,
that's one person.
She pissed it away. She got an F in science because she refused to walk across campus in the heat to go to class.
Well, there's something wrong with them. But what I'm saying is that I'm not saying that each and every one is going to do something. Matter of fact, I think you have practically reached. You probably have reached the most that you're going to get out of these kids of what we call black America is because of a whole lot of reasons. But it's a shame that these young people, they're not doing this on their own. It's because of their parents, family, and society. They should make sure that those childs have the access and have the ability to take to the fullest extent their possible abilities in whatever area that's greatly needed. Not no black history majors, not psychology, not philosophy. They need to be proficient in these STEM fields.
Now, I work at an assisted living, and I work with several college students. 90% of them are white. And I know two people who are on scholarship to a Catholic university up here that's very expensive. And she's basically flunked out, a white girl. I think the bigger problem with this generation is being on the Internet all day, whether it's social media or another website, they have a very short attention span, and they don't know how to study, or they don't know how to discipline themselves how to study. Because this girl is not a C or D student, and she's basically flunking out because she didn't get her work done on time, and she didn't complete what she was supposed to.
Well, it's not saying that white kids aren't dumb, too. I'm talking about the black ones, the ones that's always getting the privileged stories in the news, the ones whose skin color is left out unless it's a white person shooting them. That's the one I'm talking about. They've been here a long time. They shouldn't be in the position that they are where you got immigrants and the illegals coming into the country yesterday and taking advantage of things that they don't qualify for. It's totally ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. And, you know, blacks do need reparations. They need reparations for supporting the damn Democratic Party as long as they have with nothing to show for it. They don't need no reparation for slavery. Get your reparations for the Democrats for voting for them blindly without any asking for any accountability.
Well, a lot of them benefited from voting Democratic. Like you said, people get food stamps and everything else.
Yeah, well,
when I was in California, and it was the welfare to the Bill Clinton thing, you know, the welfare to work thing, I got reimbursed $250 a month for driving my car to work. Like, I got gas money, in other words.
Well, they had to pay you to go to school. They got some cases where they are spotted points on college admissions, like the SAT, 310 points for blacks, about 230 for Hispanics, zero for Asians. No, Asians is minus. Whites get zero. Asians is minus 170 points.
They shouldn't do that.
But they do.
There should be no compensation points.
But they do. And the black kids still can't even, they still come in last and testing, even after having been given, spotted those points.
Why is education such a big deal for you? Like, are you involved in any community action group involving that?
Because this country needs smart people. One of the reasons why come your governments is running wild because you got people that's ignorant to how governments is supposed to work. You're not supposed to vote for somebody because they got a D in front of their name. You're not supposed to be voting for people because of the color of their skin. You're supposed to be voting for them for the issues that you put forth. Go to them and say, this is what we need you to carry for us. At that point in time, you fund them and support them and vote for them. Then, if they don't do what you request of them, you get rid of their ass.
Well, if more people paid attention to elections and what policies are going through, then we would have a more educated voting mass.
You can't have an educated voting mass if you don't have people that can think logically and people who know the foundation of the United States, and people have to be able to read.
Right.
They have to be
and
able to read.
And you know, on the average, on a good year, Minnesota's one of the highest voting states, but on a good year, maybe 60 to 70% of the qualifying citizens even vote.
And you know, Bianchi, that education system does not want to educate people because they're going to be a threat to the existing status, 1% of the status quo. So they don't want you to be educated because you're going to threaten nepotism, the hiring of others of your own kind, things like that.
Well, I agree with Joe that you're absolutely right.
But I do think there's teachers. I've been in schools in Los Angeles, San Fernando, and up here, and teachers are passionate about teaching the students. They're not holding back.
Yeah, they may be initially.
Yep.
They're not holding back anything.
After a period of time, when they...
The older they get, the more conservative, more interest they get in their ideology.
That's true. But at least in the elementary schools, I would say 95% of the teachers are very passionate about teaching kids and making sure they make progress.
Well, they're not that way at high school because they don't see after 11 years, and this is what you get.
Also, with the reliance on technology, there's things like STAR programs at Duluth East where if a kid is failing a class, then they go into the STAR program, and then they have a self-paced technology class. It's kind of like do your own class at your own self-pace, and that's how they get people
all
not
those
to flunk
things
out
are
of
good. All those things are good. But when you have, like we have read in the news and we hear constantly about librarians wanting to have sexual explicit materials, basically pictures, because kids ain't reading in your libraries in your elementary school, that's a bunch of bull crap. And the parents want to take it out, and the school board want to fight them. You don't fight your boss. Damn,
I haven't heard about that. I just know that when I worked at the Minneapolis Public Library for a while, they had that book on Madonna where some picture she was nude, but it was The public library was open to the public from age 5 to 90.
No, that's what I'm at the legislature for right now, is to get some of those free apps off of our schools' apps for the kids.
It's funny because at my schools, unless you're on a school computer, let's say I bring my phone to substitute teach, I can't even open up my Gmail. Everything's locked down at the school. I can't even make a phone call when I'm there the whole day. The whole internet system, except for approved websites, is completely locked down.
Well, you know, when they have what should be is that the school have ability to push a button and mass emails go out to all the students' parents alerting them of an issue at the school, whether it's a storm or a shooter or whatever.
They do have that capability.
That's great. And we was hearing in these hearings, the GOP hearings, about the weaponization of the FBI. Representatives want to claim every damn thing except... See, that's another thing that pisses me off. These black representatives...
Don, I have to mute you a minute because you have background noise. So you can go in another room. I'll bring you back in 60 seconds.
Look.
Go ahead.
You got these black representatives. 2 or 3 decades ago, they was complaining about the FBI and COINTELPRO. But now there's evidence of where they are being sicked on by teachers associations. They are being sicked on the parents who go to the school board meeting and claim and complain about these issues like what we're talking about. Yeah, threat. That the threat is a good threat when they say we're going to get you voted out. And if there's anything beyond that, that should be left up to the local community. Those agencies have no right to be walking up into public places like that and doing the things that they're doing. That should be left up to the local community, the local police, the sheriff department. So the federal government is completely out of control. They're completely out of control. Each and every one of you that's on here should get involved with the council, with the Convention of States, Article 5 Convention. You should sign the petition because the states need to take back these powers and put the federal government back in check.
I know John is for that, and Suzette, our former host, was in the Convention of States organization. John, do you have any comments on what we've talked about for 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the problem with the education system, it's parents. If parents are involved and you have both parents involved, the kids are going to do well. And if not, it doesn't matter how much money you put into it, they're not going to do well. They're being taught by strangers who just want to babysit, and they may be passionate, but they just don't want to get sued. They don't want to have a problem. They want to get their tenure. And they're going to go with whatever program. They can't promote any kind of morality or spirituality. They just go with the program. Kids don't know how to drive. They don't know how to type, even, because they're just talking to their phone and the phone does the typing. And that's actually, in a certain way, practical, because the keypads are so small, you can't really type like a typewriter. You know, like if I'm typing out something with a typewriter, it's give or take, you know, but when you're dealing with a phone, you're trying to type stuff out, it takes you like an hour. It's just far easier to hit that microphone feature. So kids are growing up just not thinking, not knowing how to type or how to use how to think rationally through critical thinking. They're not taught to do that. They're just taught to get the answers that the science tells them. And they don't question science, and that's the basis of learning of science, is you question things. You ask for proof and evidence. You know, just, well, the teacher tells me this, and I got an A, and now I'm – and, I mean, people may say, well, what do you mean? Well, ask them, what's the gender? It goes back to that school teacher, right? What's a girl or a boy? They can't tell you. Well, it depends how you identify. Well, why don't you just take a look down your pants and you can figure that out real quick? They can't do that. That's a lawsuit. So we're in a...
I voice check 90% of my emails and 90% of my texts. It's all voice text. Even if I make typos, that's what I do. Because I've gotten careless. But when I'm writing my novel in my Google Drive, then I type.
And people don't know how to even, you know, how to write in cursive or, you know, it's very interesting because all this technology is creating people with no talent, no skills, just little robots, robotic people asking robots to do the work for them. And we're going to reap the consequence of that. It's going to be terrible. Because, again, just try to get a person to know how to jump their car, how to drive a stick shift. I mean, that was like standard. It's like half the kids, they don't even know how to drive. They just know how to get on one of those little scooters and, you know, maybe or have Uber pick them up. That's the only way they can get around. It's the new generation.
Well, every society, every generation has their own adaptations. I know a lot of people are good at computers nowadays. Like if they get a job when they're 18 using a cashier register, they're probably pretty good at it.
Well, and that's a slippery slope because the technology has jumped way far ahead of what we can handle. And the question isn't can we, it's should we do certain things, especially with the AI. It's going way too fast. These AI, these chatbots are making up information and doubling down and saying that it's true when they don't know. The chatbots are like trying to start relationships and telling people I love you and you should leave your wife for me. It's just crazy programming. And here's the thing. I went and got a phone service. I renewed my service, and I said, we can have ID protection for you, and that way it'll check your credit and see if anything, you know, bad is going on. I said, it's a great idea, but I don't want it. Because it goes into a whole list, a digital list, and someone hacks it. So you think you're saving, you're protecting yourself, but really you're getting into this big box that anyone can get your information. So half the stuff we think that we're doing to help ourselves isn't. It's creating, you know, a bigger prison. You think AI is going to help you? AI is going to make you do things you don't want to do. And you're not going to be able to control AI. Go ahead.
Let me tell you something. Any manufacturing businesses that use robots that's taking the place of human beings, those robots should be made to pay employee taxes. If they're doing it 24 hours a day, that's three shifts, that's three people's worth of employee taxes that manufacturer should be charged for those robots. Same thing with AI. If you got AI that's taking the place of a human being, then that software program or whatever innovation should be charged that employee taxes, which goes to federal income tax, state and local, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. Because when you lay off people, but you still have the burden, well, then that burden is passed on to those who's left working. You're overburdening them.
I agree.
I had a problem with my phone. I updated my I paid for my monthly service, and the next day I had no internet. I had no data. But I paid for unlimited. So I call them up, and we go through all the stuff. Okay, I need your SIM card number. I need your serial number. I need your blah, blah, blah. And then I figured out from them how to do it. Like you have to do like a star pound 06 pound, and the information will come up. So I give him all that information, and he says, you have the wrong SIM card for that phone. It doesn't match. That's not the right SIM card for it. I said, well, maybe your records say that, but I've had the SIM card for a year, and I've been paying for the service and using it for over a year. And suddenly you're telling me now that it doesn't work and I have the wrong card? that doesn't make any sense. They're robot people. They said, yeah, well, you're going to have to buy another SIM card and put it in the phone. So I don't want to do it. My phone is kind of sealed, and if I open it up, I've done it on a similar type of phone, and it destroyed the phone. It won't work. So I don't want to really do that. So then I have a couple phones. So I took the other phone, used it as a hotspot, and got my internet through the other phone. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have to jerry-rig this, and maybe I'll call another company. I used to have Total Wireless. They got bought by Verizon, so it's Total Verizon, right? And so this is where the problem's at. So I do this. And anyway, the next day I'm thinking about this, and I check my phone, and my internet's working. Okay, everything's working. So whatever they told me, you know, maybe they hit another switch. The point is, if I had listened to them, I would have gotten out and gotten a SIM card, tried to put in the phone, mess up my phone, and probably wouldn't match with whatever they did. And because they're robot people, they're in another country. They spoke English I could barely understand. I think it's the Philippines. But that goes back to when we have people at the border. You know, Don's talked about we need more workers. It's like language, border, culture. You need to have a common culture. You need to have a border that's secure. You need to have a language we can communicate, because it creates a lot of confusion. You have to vet people. You don't just let everyone in. You can't do that. You don't know who's hostile. You don't know who's got a different agenda. You don't know what they're going to cost. If you bring in a bunch of people with no skills, no language, you're going to build a terrible team. It's like, okay, I'm going to have a basketball team. Let's get a bunch of Mexicans, five, six people on the team, and hey, we're going to need them. It's like, no, that's not going to work. You're not building a society of highly skilled people that have technical knowledge. And that doesn't mean they can't learn, but I'm just saying that you have to vet people. You want to bring in quality. We're not a newly discovered country where we need to get every person over here as possible. It's not the new world. This is, you know, we're very well established. It's like any club or any group. You can't just let anyone into your wedding, your house, your job. Imagine a bunch of people start showing up at your job. Like, who are these people? Well, yeah, I don't know. They just came across the border yesterday. You don't build a good company that way. So that's a big, big problem. And we're going to have to wake up to it, you know, or the payday's coming. The chickens will come home to roost.
I recently updated my phone and got a new phone, and everything transferred smoothly. It's better if you go directly into the store and do it. You can't do it without, you know, that type of service directly.
Well, you know, Slick, my brother, he had a problem with his phone. The battery, it started to swell. It's like it got pregnant or something. They were impregnated. And
that's dangerous.
He taped it. He taped it all together. It still works. It still works, you know, as long as the contacts meet. Yeah. I said, that's crazy. So we go to it's an AT&T phone. We go to, first of all, to Verizon to see if they'll transfer over. They said, no. So then we go to AT&T, the original store, you know, see if they'll replace it. They said, no. But the point is, all they needed was a new battery. They make the phone. They don't want to sell a battery. They want to sell a new phone. And that's kind of, so you go in there, and even if you have a phone, you say, oh, this is like a two-year-old model. They go, oh, we only have the next 6 months of inventory that they've made. You know, you can't get a three-year-old model at the store. They're built to break so they can send you a new one. That's how they make their money. Or month to month, you know, they don't want to sell you an $80 phone. they make money on it. They want that, like, $60 or $100 a month with all your bells and whistles. So it's a ripoff.
Okay, if we've been on the air an hour and 10 minutes, does anybody have conclusions? I do have a commitment tonight with myself about finishing my novel, and it's my only day off. So what conclusions have you guys drawn from tonight's episode?
Roseanne Barr was right about Valerie Jarrett.
About her two-facedness?
About who she reminds you of? What movie?
You sent me that link 4 or 5 days ago. I can't recall now what it was.
She looked like a character on Planet of the Apes.
That's,
you know,
not
another
very
thing.
Nice.
What's wrong with that?
Valerie Jarrett, I believe, is part Iranian.
Yeah.
Why is she claiming to be black?
I don't know, but I know that she has Iranian roots.
Her mother is lily white. Her father is light bright. And she want to claim to be black.
Is that what got Roseanne Barr fired?
Yes.
Making a remark, supposedly. And Don Levin make the remark about Nikki Haley. And they say, well, they're going to sit him down and give him some training. No, he should be fired.
Why is Roseanne Barr even relevant? She's been off mainstream television now for quite a while.
Well,
they
actually,
got rid
she
of
was,
her.
They
I heard she lives
show.
In Hawaii.
They rebooted her show, but once she made that remark, she got fired. So, yeah, you can't be relevant if you can't be hired. If you're not allowed
I'm not
to.
Saying she's not relevant. I'm just saying she's out of the, you know, she's out of the mainstream entertainment business.
You just called her not relevant, though.
I don't really have an opinion on her. She was married to someone out of Ohio, so. And
she was pro Trump. That was the
I know.
Death. She was pro-Trump. Well, that's the answer. It's no other reason. If she was pro Obama and made those jokes about Trump, she would be fine. She'd be on Super Bowl Sunday, doing commercials or something like that. Trust me, Hollywood loves you if you drink from the cup.
Well, I got one more closing statement. I'll call it a quit. A white player won the slam dunk contest at the NBA All-Star. It's great for things to come. And I tell you, he was something else.
And what was his name?
I don't know what his name was. I remember the stunt he done. He done a double 360, then dunk behind his back.
I was going to tell Don there's a new track and field runner from Kentucky who's broken every single record, and she's white in the 200
right
and the 400.
Yeah, I've seen
right on.
And she's white, Don.
I don't – that doesn't bother me. Heck, it's the treatment of those who, you know, like –
Her name is Abby Steiner. She won the 200 indoor meter, and she set a new collegiate record at 21.80. She got well under 50 seconds in the 400. Right? No, I think she got like 53, and she's kicking ass. Her name's Abby Steiner.
Right, so she's not white. She's Jewish. Make that difference.
She's not Jewish. I don't know if she's Jewish, because her last
name's
Steiner.
Last name, yeah.
I don't know what nationality she is as far as that.
Okay.
All I know is that she's only a freshman or sophomore, and she's kicking butt, and she is Olympic material.
Fantastic. More power to her.
And she's not East German, and she's not taking any pills.
Yeah, that's what I saw at the Olympics when I went. This big, burly East German lady, she kicked everybody's butt in the 400 by like a half a track meet. I forgot
Lauren
her name.
Griffith Joyner?
No, this is way back in 1984 when I was at the Los Angeles Olympics.
That was in 84, for God's sakes. You're dating yourself.
That's all right. I went and saw a lot of doggone. I mean, I saw another one where there was a French swimmer. He didn't make the finals, and they used to have consolation races. And he broke the world record in the consolation race, but they couldn't record it because it was a consolation race. It was the saddest thing all of us saw at the natatorium that day. And he was flying. He had the, I'm trying to remember, I think it was the 400 freestyle. But he just blew the record away. And it wouldn't count. But I just wanted to mention, if I have a short conclusion, that all this talk is cheap. It's cheaper than cheap. What we do is action. What I do is action. As I said, I go down to the legislature and we take care of business with the laws and amendments. We're going to be in our legislative session until June, so I've got a lot of work to do on bills and personal communications, personal relationships, because that's what these laws are about. It's not about, you know, you guys are talking about what's fair and what it should be. No, that's bullshit. What it is who you know and how you know them. And then you might have a chance to have a law or amendment passed. But if you don't know anyone who's going to accept your original propositions, and the follow-through that goes generally to 3 months, then you don't have an opportunity to get anything done. So that's my personal relationships is my conclusion.
He's right. However, this world is Lucifer's, and as you know, he offered the kingdoms of the world to Christ if he would bow down to him. You're seeing Luciferian, these are end times. You're seeing crazy stuff. So, you know, the agendas that are being worked on, especially in the Democratic Party, they're demonic. And how do I know? Hollywood loves the Democratic Party. And look how they celebrate. They're doing satanic rituals at the Super Bowl, at the awards show. And they don't apologize for it, you know, whether it's Beyonce or Rihanna or Jay-Z or LeBron. Well, that's what you're dealing with, because it's Obama, it's Biden. They love that stuff. They love them. And they're promoting that. So you can try to resist that. That's the spirit of the devil. And you're going to see more trans and more robotic stuff and more gay issues. And you're not going to be able to turn that stuff down because it's a spirit of evil that's being released. And that's a come we're at. People, that's because you have this teacher walking around with these fake boobs and no one can do anything about it. Or you have a kid that rapes a gal, identifies as a girl, and then they can't do anything about it. It's a mad world. So if you want to, I could have been very successful musically if I just drank from the cup. And everyone knows it. They show it. So, you have to be careful with who you're dancing with. and who you're signing the contracts with and what the real agenda is. You can be very successful, gain the world, and lose your soul. So that's my conclusion of, you know, what we've discussed is know your master, you know, figure that out. That's my conclusion.
Now, I do have one conclusion myself. I want to go third. The Canadian, I know at least 5 or 10 years ago, Christian pastors were already being persecuted in Canada for speaking out against gay rights. So I know in Canada they have more liberal policies than even America when it comes to protection of gay people. So most people, whether they're Christian or just mainstream non-religious people, they don't care about the policies unless it's directly affecting their children. But now it's gotten to be so much in your face in America and Canada that people are responding and rejecting the liberal ideology.
The
guy's name was
Mac McClung, by the way. Mac McClung, McClung.
Okay, well, anyways, the thing is I work with an openly bisexual, lesbian, married woman, and she annoys me every day at the...
What she say to you?
Well, one time I had a sweater on that, it was handwritten, hello. The sweater says hello across my boobs. And she said, I'd like to trace that word with my finger over your breast.
Well, she should have been fired. Did you report her?
I told my boss inadvertently that she was making...
Well, you should have filed a lawsuit. You should have filed an EEOC suit. You'd probably have money.
Well, I've only been an employee there since January 6th.
That don't make no difference. Plus, you told the boss, and he's letting it continue to go on.
No, I didn't tell him the details. I just said that she talks about her sexual identity a lot, and she also talks about going to this one strip club all the time, and then one time she said, I love having perfect breasts in my face. So
well,
tomorrow when I go to work,
I'm going to talk to him about this. You need to put that in a diary, include the people you've told about it, John and Don. They ain't going to believe me. Then you need to file a lawsuit.
Okay, well, I got to take one step at a time. Tomorrow I'm going to talk to him, confronting him about something else.
I wouldn't tell him nothing.
I just mentioned to him that I didn't like her commentary on constantly about her sexual orientation, which I have no interest in because I'm a Southern Baptist.
That doesn't mean anything. But the main thing is if you're...
Well,
if
it means that I don't want to hear about people's... plans to do sinful activities.
When that lady said, when that lady said she wanted to physically abuse you. When she said
she wanted to trace her finger over my breast.
She wanted to sexually abuse you. Then you should have told your supervisor everything. Then I would have went to EEOC the next day and filed a sexual harassment suit against the worker, knowingly by the supervisor. The supervisor is a representation of the insurance company that provides the liability for the company. You could be probably sitting on $100,000, $200,000 right now. Let's say about you, Democrats.
Okay, well, my main point and my conclusion is that society has gotten too permissive and people with conflicting ideologies are having a hard time coming up with answers on how to handle problems, such as the teacher with the Z-sized breasts, because some people's voices aren't being heard. My conclusion about Jeffrey Red, who was killed. It's sad for me because he was a man of God, and he faithfully served the Memphis police for 15 years. And for him to get shot in such a sad way by someone who was reckless, carrying a firearm in a public library, is just tragic for me. The fact that it was a black-on-black crime doesn't upset me as much as the way he was killed. And I have sympathy for him and his new wife, who in which he was recently married. And that's my conclusion. Pionki, do you have one?
I've already gave you mine.
Okay, well, thanks for joining the show, everybody. And when I do my show next week, I believe Wednesday's the date, I will do more planning, and feel free to send your ideas through text. Have a great night,
bye-bye,
everybody, and I'm going to play one of John's songs. Okay?
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Tell my heart, please tell my heart.
good night, America.